everyone. Good evening. I'm Chris Cahill, and this is Psychic Everyday Radio, coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. And you can find us right now at skidrowstudios.com. We are broadcasting live, so you can also see me live stream at livestream.com. And just look for skidrowstudios.com on live stream. And hey, everybody, nice to be back. I had a pre-recorded show last week, and I want to thank everybody here for being here tonight. I've got Jeremy and Mindy in the studio tonight. I am a lucky woman. And hey there, Mindy, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm so glad to see you back.
Why, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about those Halloween costumes, Mindy.
Oh, man, I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm throwing some stuff together.
Absolutely, because two weeks from tonight is the Halloween show here at Psychic Everyday Radio, and I'm doing a show about ghosts and out-of-body beings.
Spooky.
Yeah, maybe I'll just come as a ghost. That's an easy costume.
That'd be easy for me.
It would be.
Except for I don't even have a white sheet.
Use a flowered one. A groovy ghost.
I'll be a groovy ghost.
Cool. Maybe I'll do that. We can be like the matching groovy ghost sisters. I don't know.
I had an idea. It involved green face paint.
Perfect. Mine involves eyeliner, and I'm not sure where we're going from there. So good to be back here. Good to see you, Mindy. And I just want to say that tonight's show is also continuing with the October overall theme of spirit. Tonight's show is going to be about something having to do with spirit, which actually is a pretty popular topic for a lot of people. I'm going to be working with spirit guides tonight, talking about spirit guides and also communication with spirit. So communicating with spirit in general and communicating with spirit guides. By the way, it is October 16th, 2013, one day before the government starts to be back in action again, people. Yay. Let's talk about some spirit guides there. But anyway, I'm just really happy to be here and see y'all. Now, I do have, I am taking callers through tonight's show. I will be giving readings through tonight's show, and I know I have a very patient caller waiting, and we'll get to you in just a couple minutes. The number here, and you may want to write it down, is 1-800-893-9562, and I will be giving spirit guide readings tonight, or if you have a question about spirit, you know, some kind of question having to do with spirit guides or, you know, communicating with spirit or at some point you can just call and ask, and I'll be happy to read that for you. Now, the one thing about, I will be looking at the ghosts and the out-of-body being things in 2 weeks. Tonight is more about working with the spirit world on some level or having that communication. And what I just want to do here is give a little mini intro to that before I take this caller. We are each unique. You know, you and I and everybody else we know, and it's our spirit that makes that so. It's our energy, our spirit. And energy is the stuff everybody's made of. And it's not just that people have spirit and energy, but that so does the rest of the planet and all the creatures on it and the every creation, everything that exists on this planet. Rocks have spirit, believe it or not. And so does that fly buzzing around in your window. And, you know, so does that beautiful palm tree, if you live in Southern California, like I'm lucky enough to, sitting out in front, and all the rest of it. So spirit is everywhere. And if you already communicate with different levels of spirit, or you just really have an awareness of that, you know what I'm talking about. It's a really fun thing to get into doing. And it's just really natural, too. So let me just give a small little list here. Everything on this earth has spirit. Birds, animals, reptiles, insects, plants, trees, flowers, mountains, oceans, deserts, forests, rocks, human beings too. The stars and planets, the sun and the moon, the universe, all have spirit. So does communication between people. There is a spirit in the way we communicate with each other. There's a spirit in every artwork you see. You know, whether it's an interesting to you spirit in that artwork and that whatever that artwork is, a piece of music, a beautiful written piece, a book, a painting, a performance, there's a spirit to all of it. And when the spirit that's coming at you through whoever, through the communication you have with others or the communication with the artist or just what you're getting to experience, whether that touches you or not, you know, is it just depends on you and whether it is something that appeals to you. Now, communicating with the spirit world is a little, you know, it's just as important and just as interesting, but it may be something that's a little bit harder to put your finger on because, you know, you may be communicating with different kinds of energies that you don't see, but that you are aware exist. You know, I've often had people ask me questions about people who they loved who had left this world. And sometimes in a reading, somebody will ask me about that person, and I've never met that person, and I'll always describe what I see, and invariably I get, yep, that's just how she used to dress, or yep, that's exactly how he looks. And it's just really fun to look at that. I never see them as being scary or, you know, doing anything weird. It's just always like a communication. It's very neutral usually. So that is what we'll be getting into tonight, and I will take my first caller who has been quite patiently sitting by, and thank you for that. Hello, you're live. Hi, you are live. Did you want a reading or to say something? I guess you are not there. Call me.
Hello?
Oh, hi there. Yes, this is Chris. We answered your call.
I didn't know. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I didn't know I am the first person to.
No, that's okay.
Know.
Who's this?
This is Ashoka. This is the second time to call you.
Oh, yes. Hi there. How are you, Ashoka? I remember you. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. And today, I don't know what can I ask you. How can I ask you? You know, it's been very struggle.
Well, I'm looking at spirit guides and communicating with spirit. So how about if I work it from that perspective? I'll give you a short little reading, just a couple minutes here, but I'm going to take a look at it from the perspective of the communication with spirit. And you may find the show helpful if that is something that you've been going through, like a struggle and just having a hard time.
Any message from my spirit?
Well, let me just take a look at that. That's actually the perfect question for tonight. So...
Okay.
One of the first things I see is I see these two different beings, these two different kind of spirit guides or beings who are with you, but they look like they're behind you. And there's a real calm to them. Even if you don't feel calm or you don't feel, very safe or like things are moving in a direction you want them to, I see them having a lot of neutrality and not in a cold way. It's a very warm kind of helpful. You know, there's a just standing by waiting for you to ask them to help you. That's the picture.
Oh,
I mean, and it's a lot of patience.
True.
Yeah. And that's the picture is that it looks like you look forward, but you're looking outside of you forward, but you're not necessarily turning back around and looking within you or looking to see what other resources you have. And in terms of these two standing there, it looks like one of them is like sort of a healing guide or healing spirit. And the other one just looks like a helper of some kind, like one that has been with you, looks like since you were about 4 years old or 3 years old, since you were a very little girl. And I just see this picture of them standing there very patiently, and it looks like there's a lot of love. You know, there's just a real gentle, nurturing, kind of warm feeling. It's a safety, like they have trust where you don't. And that looks like that's one of the big lessons you're working on right now is the trust within your own spirit. And that's part of what you can use your communication with these two for on some level. You can start to actually look at it from, you know, whatever perspective you like, but you may want to start looking at it from the perspective of how do you trust your own spirit. So that is what I see as you get started. And it looks to me like a good next step for you would be to start it to ask for some help. And actually, I was going to get into this in the show tonight, Ashoka. So I'm going to mention this, and I'll probably repeat it at some point during tonight's show. But if you are trying to figure out how you're being communicated with by those spirit guides, ask them to communicate with you in a way that you can understand. So ask them to communicate with you, you know, whether it's in a dream or whether they just sort of plop something in front of you someplace or whether, you know, something just shows up and start to pay attention. Start asking and start paying attention. How's that?
Okay.
Okay? Good.
Okay. That's exactly what you said. I was going to ask you. how can I communicate?
Yeah, exactly. That was the question. Well, I read your question.
I was going to ask you, but you already told me.
Yep, exactly. Start asking them to communicate with you in a way you can understand, okay? All right,
okay,
good.
Thank you. Chris.
Thank you, Shoku. Thank you for listening and for calling. Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Bye. Hey, everyone. If you're just joining me, I'm Chris Cahill at Psychic Everyday Radio on Skid Row Studios. And we are coming at you live tonight. The website here, skidrowstudios.com, is well worth visiting, not just for my show, but for the zillions of other shows that are here. This is real radio on the internet, people. So come on by and take a look and see what's here and check it out. There's a bunch of shows tonight. I think there's about 4 shows total tonight. Me and a few others after. Is that right? Yeah. That's what I'm getting. And just letting you know, most Wednesdays I'm here from 7 till 8 o'clock Pacific time live. I also want to say that if you haven't been to my website yet, check me out. It's chriscahill.com. And I have to say, one of the new things I'm doing on that site is I'm replacing all of the recorded meditations and classes I have with new ones. And I'm doing it bit by bit. And my newest series is called the Chakra Series. And I already have the first chakra up there. So go check it out. Tonight's show is about spirit, communicating with spirit and spirit guides. And I'm really excited to talk about this. I want to get into a little bit more now. After reminding you that you can call and get a reading. And my number is 1-800-893-9562. And it does look like someone just took me up on it. So I'm going to answer this call. Hi, you're live. Hello. You are live.
Chris.
Hi, yes, it is. Who's this?
I'm listening to you on the online.
Oh, yes. If you would turn that down, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, hold on.
Thank you. Okay. Wonderful. Who is this?
Hi,
who is this?
This is Maria.
Maria, how are you? Have I talked with you here before?
Not here, but we've talked privately
yes.
in the past. Been a while since you and I have spoken to one another.
Yeah, because your voice is familiar to me, but I didn't remember you calling me on this show ever. Well, how are you, Maria? Thanks for listening and for calling.
Well, thank you for the email that let me know today, and so I haven't spoken to you in quite a while, and recently I've been given some, I've been going through some real difficult physical challenges with some serious stuff that I'm dealing with. And I've kind of just let go of a spiritual practice that, I had been practicing. And today, as a matter of fact, I did some writing. And in the past, some of the things that I've gotten information from was through writing. So I was just, I think I have the same question that your previous caller had, which is, how do you know that this is real? How do you know that?
Right. How do you know that you're getting the communication?
Right.
Well, here's the first thing. I'm going to take a look at this for you specifically. It's going to be very personal for you. I know it'll be similar to what I know there's like a general overall thing, like ask your spirit, ask spirit guides or the people who are the beings who are helping you on some level to communicate with you in a way you can understand. But one of the things I see is the part of you, the spirit of you, this is, just for everybody out there, you're a spiritual being too. So you're communicating with another being who may not be in a body. And that's the point of a spirit guide. A spirit guide is a helper on some level, or a healer, or some kind of a guide. So what I see you doing is the spirit of you asking for this help. And on some level, you understand it, like you get it. You get that it's available or that you can have it. And then it looks like what happens is you get this information or this communication, and sometimes it doesn't make sense, or it doesn't kind of match up to what you think makes sense. So you go into your mind. And you're going, and this is human, it's not that you're being terribly wrong. It's just a human thing. You go back and forth between the spirit of you and the mind of you. And when I see you getting off that teeter-totter, getting to the more grounded place where it's easier for you to just trust that you're getting information, what I see is you grounding, getting yourself in a grounded place. You don't have to be working up at the vibration of an out-of-body being in order to get the communication. In fact, I don't really recommend it. I recommend, like, get in your body, be in your space, be seen you're in there, and allow that communication to come to you. Now, here's another thing. I've had many experiences over the years of just getting little messages or little communication, or but what I'll sometimes do is just say it as a, okay, I want it to be fun. Like, I want to get this information and have it be fun. And little things happen all the time. For example, the other day I was at some store and I forgot completely why I'd gone in there. Like, there was a thing I needed, but I was drawn to some other thing. And I was looking at all these beads. It was a craft store. So I was like geeking out. And all of a sudden, this guy just sort of rudely butted in front of me and reached down and grabbed a thing off the shelf that was right in front of me. And at first I was thinking, what a jerk. He's so rude. But then I looked down and the thing that he was grabbing was exactly what I went in there for. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. You know, and that was my little, you know, like, oh yeah, there it is. That's my hello. It's right there in front of me and I was going to walk away without it. So just little fun things like that. Like, what if it was fun for you? What if you could do that? And that's the picture I see, is like stepping away from your having to be somehow make sense, even though that's not really how you are. Is it like you're interested in the magic too, but letting yourself have it be fun. And that comes from a place of not necessarily being in great need. Even if you are, it's more of a allowing, not trying to control it, like allowing. And then paying attention. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
I say go have fun with it, Maria.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling and for listening. Nice to hear your voice.
You're welcome. Thanks for the email and the Facebook posting.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for paying attention. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Hello there, everyone. I'm talking about your spirit guides. I'm talking about your communication with spirit. And I do have a few little things I want to add to what I've been saying. Okay, now, communicating with spirit can be taken in several ways. So when you communicate with spirit, you could be communicating with your enthusiasm and your own spirit, meaning you have that available to you. You have it present. But what I'm really talking about tonight is communicating with the spirit of other beings or with the earth or with, you know, all kinds of things. I'm one of those geeks who often talks to plants, and I have to tell you, it works. And I will also do this thing. I started doing this thing when I moved into the hills of around Glendale, because we have bigger spiders, and they would sort of show up in my house and they would show up in my garden. And I'm like, okay, well, they were here before me and I'm not going to use poison. And then I decided to start talking to them. So I started telling them, okay, look, you know, I'm not going to kill you guys. I'm not going to spray you with anything, but can you please not be by my door or in my house? Or if you're in my house, just be somewhere where I can't see you. And that's what they do now. It's very funny. Like, they used to just show up and, you know, I'd open a curtain and there'd be like this giant spider hanging there and I'd scream, you know, because it freaked me out. And maybe they were having fun with me. I don't know. But they don't do it anymore. And perhaps it's just because I'm like, okay, just get out of my way. I don't want to see you. I know you're here and I won't freak out if I don't see you. So it works. But here's the other thing. Maybe you're already aware of being communicated with or helped out by or guided by other beings, you know, or by spirit on some level. And you might already do it consciously. So that's really the fun of the whole thing. And we'll get into some more of that in a moment, because I do have another caller. You are live. Hi.
Hi, Chris. It's Karen.
Why, Karen, how are you?
You knew I'd be here.
I knew you'd get here eventually.
I love that spider story.
Isn't that fun?
That's really cool.
I know. It was after the really giant one that they just don't have that size of spider in Chicago, where, you know, where I come from.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, come on, really? And I looked it up. I always look them up on the internet to see if they're poisonous. And this one was not. But it was just so scary looking.
Yeah.
You know, it was just really funny. Anyway, well, what's going on with you?
Well, I'm doing really great. I just had a great trip to New York City. Seattle is very great, but New York is its own world. So I just got back yesterday. And it was fun to just experience a completely different type of communication.
Well, that's great. So communication with spirit in New York?
Yeah. Well, whether it's the people in both cities or the way you communicate, the way spirit communicated in New York, yes.
Neat. Well, would you like me to look at that?
Yeah, I think so. And maybe just kind of where I am with it in general.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to look at that and then just kind of see what shows up with the New York. Because I do see that you're part of what you've been working on for so long now, and we've gone into some of this before, is just been getting more and more in communication with your own spirit and stronger on that level, you know, trusting that more. So when I see where you're working in present time, just with where I see you growing and all the rest of it with spirit, I mean, it looks like something like what I read for the last person and also the last two people tonight, having more fun, you know, just sort of like there's a playfulness. I see this picture of you kind of really just having more of a playfulness with sort of calling it up. And you've had more experience than many, you know, your average person with communicating with spirit, because you know how to work with a spirit guide or healing guide, rather, and all kinds of things like that. You've had that kind of training. But what I see is it's more real somehow because it's more fun. And I see when you were in New York, you really liked it. There was this kind of, even though you may not, you know, want to be in New York full time, it still looked like you just, I see the picture of you being there and going, yep, I know how to work this energy, and being in it, you know, and playing with it.
Uh-huh.
And I see things, I see it also because you were in a space of non-effort, that it looks like there was sort of a flow to you, almost like you had this real attraction with what it was you were working on or what you were doing. And there's a lot of playfulness. And I mean, that's the thing about spirit. If you're working from play, and you get this on some level already, big time, but if you're working from a sense of play, there's just no effort to do it. It's not like it's a hard or scary thing, you know, or difficult. It's just when we start to overthink it, that it becomes this sort of, you know, like, is this real? Am I really experiencing? What is this? And what I see you doing in New York was really, there was a flow. It looks like the picture is that you were kind of riding on a wave of energy. And when the wave, you know, kind of like surfing, and when the wave would come to shore, you'd go, that was fun, again, and you'd go back out and get back to another wave and then ride it in, you know, and like, yay, like a little kid, again, go back out. So it just looks like in general, though, your overall growth period about working with spirit is that it's just easier. And also because you're creating now, too. You're creating in a way you didn't have permission to create before, in general. You know, so that's a big deal because spirit is very creative. It's playful. So good for you. A fabulous.
Thank you.
Fabulous growth. Definitely. Well, yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and thank you. Looking forward to the rest of the show.
Well, thank you. All right, great. I'll talk to you again.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Cahill, and it's Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com, which is real radio on the internet. And you're listening to a live show, so you can call in during the show if you'd like to get a reading. My number is 1-800-893-9562. And tonight's show is about communicating with spirit and spirit guides. Now, a couple more things about communicating with spirit. Well, there's a million more things, but let's see. One thing I want to mention is when you start to work with spirit, you know, with spirit guides or healing guides or, you know, on some level, helpers, like energies that you may be conscious of. You may be completely aware of these different beings. You might have them, you might call them by name. You might have a specific one who shows up all the time. That's what I want to get into a little bit. And I'm going to do that just right after this caller. I have one more caller here. Hey, you're live. It's Chris.
Hi, Chris. It's Holly.
Holly, nice to hear your voice. How are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I'm actually really curious about what you're talking about tonight. I feel like I'm opening up more to hear spirit and talk with spirit, but I feel like it's breaking down my communication with people. So in other words, I feel like my greater communication is when I'm working with them on a soul or spirit level, and it specifically has to do with my romantic life. And so I'm just really struggling at accepting the validation that is coming because I'm not seeing it show up in my real life.
Right. And actually, the thing that comes up here right away as soon as you start talking about this is your seniority. So, and that's what I was about to get into, so it's good timing. Your seniority with out-of-body beings or spirit, and your seniority with in-body beings and spirit, because everybody has, you know, spirit. And sometimes people you work with have spirit coming through them, which you're aware of. And they may not be. You know, that's how it is sometimes, and that's okay. No judgment there. It's just simply everybody's got different ways of working with it. What I do see is what you're working on that seniority level is being the one who's in charge of what you know. That making sense so far?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and that's crown chakra. That's your seventh chakra, but that's also being able to take what you know at that level, you know, the spirit of you and your knowing, your truth, and bring it into your body and then embrace it. Because this is a beautiful place you're working. You're working a lovely dichotomy of in body, out of body, you know, and also body and spirit. And it's you know, being illustrated very well in what you asked about in your question. And it's one that many people are working at, especially healers and, you know, people who work with energy like you do. On some level, you know, there's a working in, working out. And so what I'm saying is, or suggesting to you is not that there's one right way to do it, but the picture I see kind of what may be a helpful tool or next step for you is like kind of finding a way to kick everybody out of body beings, in body beings, like kicking everybody out and taking the time away from all of that. And rather than depending on the answers you're looking for from those other beings, starting to really listen within, which I know you're trying to do, but it looks like sometimes you've given up space a little bit to the spirit guides or the spirit, because it's interesting, you know, it's pretty fascinating. But just because a being doesn't have a body doesn't mean that it knows more than you do. You actually know more about yourself, and that's the key here, is like having your seniority, your information about you be your truth. Even if in the moment you're like, okay, not quite sure if this is real or not, but this is what I know. And, you know, moving the others out of the way and saying, I have to work from my picture, my knowing. So
that definitely helps a lot, because I do think that I haven't really thought of that before. I haven't thought of it in that way.
Well, that's what I'll be talking about after this call. So I'm glad you introduced it, or you brought up exactly the point that I was about to make about seniority and agreements. So I'm going to start talking about agreements with beings and spirit guides and so on. And you may want to, you know, stick around and listen.
Of course I do.
Okay, good.
Because I've been working on breaking quite a few of those myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're well worth looking at and bringing into present time, or even just completely breaking. I do it all the time. So it's a good place to work. Well, thank you, Holly.
Thanks for your insight, Chris. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening and calling. Yep. All right. So that's what we're getting into. Making agreements with spirit guides or healing guides or helpers on some level. And a lot of people who work with spirit, who are conscious of working with spirit, you know, healers or psychics or people who do it in other levels too. There might be people who are, you know, I know healers who are not calling themselves spiritual healers. They might be working as doctors or as artists or, you know, some other form of being a healer on this planet. And they have agreements too. But if you're working specifically with different kinds of energy, and that's what you know you're working with, or you're aware of, you're calling it in, you're playing with it, you're communicating, you can make agreements. In fact, you already have agreements. So the trick is to make sure that you have agreements that work for you. In other words, that the agreement you have with your spirit guide, that it actually works in your favor. This is not ripping your spirit guide off. This is you deciding, I'm in charge here, because actually here's why, because you have the body. And when you handle energies that are not you and they're kind of running through you or in your space, it really affects your body and not in a very happy way sometimes. So when you make an agreement with a healing guide or a spirit guide, or you know you're working with something, it's a good idea to look and see, like, what is it that I'm agreeing to and what do I want? Now, here's a couple of suggestions for me. First and foremost, you know, kind of like I was talking about the last caller, make sure that in your agreement that you're the one in charge. In other words, you're senior. So you call the shots. You get to ask for help. You get to ask for, you know, whatever it is you work with that being. But that when you want that energy to leave, you know, to get out of your space, that it will. That's a good agreement. And also that that energy you're working with doesn't bring in a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, that's important too. What if you work with some being and you think, oh, this is great, you know, this is a very helpful information I'm getting, or good, you know, way I'm working, and then all this other stuff starts to come in and you end up feeling sort of toxic or polluted afterwards or exhausted. That's a good sign that you're getting a little bit taken. The way I work it is I always make when I make an agreement, I have a real specific set of guidelines I follow. And I tell the being what kind of energy I want to work with. In this case, I like to work with gold. Or I tell the being, I'm in charge here. Or, you know, this is, when I say you're out, you're out. You know, and there's a calling, you know, I can ask for help and so on. But I just don't let other things climb in. When they do, I find them and move them out. And sometimes they just never get to come back. So, you know, it's how I work it. You can decide for yourself what is your agreement, like how do you want to do things? And that's kind of an important thing to do. If you're just letting yourself get taken over by other energies, well, then you're going to kind of get what you're allowing. Now, the point of being senior is that you get to have your own truth, as I mentioned with my last caller. In other words, you get to figure out for yourself what your information is. You get to decide, you get to learn, you get to bring in and, you know, grow and evolve. It's important for you to look at that, because when you have other energies wanting to work with you or that do come in, they, you know, you've got to find a way to make them responsible for their actions too. And it's not responsible outside of you, but with the agreement inside of you. Just reminding you that I'm giving readings tonight. And the number here is 1-800-893-9562. I am Chris Cahill, and you're listening to Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. Now, when you start to communicate with energies, with spirit, when you start to work on yourself, if you ask for help, if you just want to play and just start to get like little, you know, bits of information or a little bit of, I don't know, a hello from different energies, you can do that. You can play. Over the years, one of my favorite thing, when I first started working, you know, as a psychic and training, you know, to do this kind of work and getting myself more comfortable with working with spirit and calling on it, there were things that would just show up sometimes. And I realized, I would realize from time to time that, oh yeah, that's right. I was asking for that. I wanted to lighten up on some level. I wanted something to come in and I wanted to get some kind of a hello. And one of the things I remember years ago that started happening, and it would usually happen when I was in kind of a funky mood, is that a dragonfly would show up. Now, in Chicago, that's less common than it is out here in Southern California. I mean, you see dragonflies all the time in the summer, but I would see dragonflies at the weirdest times. Not necessarily, you know, in the dead of winter when it was 20 below, but at just odd times. And it would seem like they would just come right for my car sometimes. It was very funny how many times I've driven and there'd be a dragonfly that would show up and sort of just fly right in front of my windshield. And I always knew it was a hello from spirit on some level saying, hey, lighten up, would you? It's okay. Look at how sparkly I am. Yeah, go on. So it was kind of a funny little thing. I really enjoyed it. And then there were other things that happened too. Recently, I had a loss, a close friend who passed away in August, and you know he had been sick for a long time, and he kept communicating with, you know, some of the people who are near and dear to him that he would be showing up as spirit. He's like, I'm going to haunt you. I'm going to be back and, you know, come back and say hello to you people. And the day after I found out, or the day I did find out that he had passed away, I was very sad, and I had to go to the grocery store, and I was walking around kind of in a daze, and I was thinking about him, and I said, okay, I know you're going to communicate with us. I just know you are, and I'm looking forward to it. And then I go and pick up a carton of eggs right after I had that thought, and I look at the date on the carton of eggs, and it was his birthday, and I was like, oh, okay, there you go. Thank you, you know, which wasn't for like another week or so, but it was just a funny little hello. And I see it that way. It's a hello on some level. And, you know, there's too many stories to really recount, but you have your own too. Would you like to call and get a reading? If you would, you know my number. But I'm talking about your spirit guides and your communication with spirit. And if you'd like to call me in the next 15 minutes, you will be able to get a reading. Now, continuing, talking about spirit guides and healing guides and all the rest of it, when you start to work with other energies, other beings, other, you know, just however you see that, and I see these beings, you know, at least the ones that I work with are generally earth beings. I'm not really calling in, you know, something that's from some other place necessarily. I might call in beings that are very high spiritual level beings, but I generally work with on the earth, you know, or in my body with beings that are from here. And that's just my preference, and it may or may not be yours. But one of the things I've learned about doing that, about having my, you know, communication with other beings and working with them on a healing level, you know, healing guides and so on over the years, is that it's a really wonderful hello to the body. It can be very safe and comfortable and a great way to work healing in the body. And I find that to be a useful thing, especially when it's a conscious healing level. You know, you're not just calling any old thing in and saying, here, give me a healing. There's a consciousness. I have another caller. Why, hello there. Hi, who is this?
This is James.
James, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice. How's it going?
It's going very well.
Well, good. Can I give you, do you have a comment or can I give you a reading?
I would love to get a reading.
Do you have a question?
No, not really. I mean, just like a general reading would be cool.
Cool. Well, you know, my theme is tonight, I'm working with the energy of spirit, communicating with spirit and spirit guides.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, no, that's great.
All right, cool. What I'm going to do is take a look at what just looks like at a general overall present time picture of what I see you doing on that level. I see this picture of you when you're in your space, like when you really just have your own energy or your own space together. It looks like you just sort of, the picture is you just walk along and there's a lot of neutrality, and you might be up in your head thinking about something, but it looks like you'll be thinking about it, and then you'll start to work with your abilities, even if you're not thinking about doing that. Like it's just a built-in, very natural, just sort of you call it in. So it may not even be that you're consciously going, okay, I was thinking and now I'm looking at this picture, you know, which is a clairvoyant level to work at. But I see that what you do is you'll go from the consciousness of like the mind or thinking into the working with the different aspects of yourself on a being level, you know, your own abilities. And then it looks like you've got this, and I don't even know how to describe it other than it looks like a spirit guide who looks a little bit like a scribe. It's very funny. It's almost like he's following you along, and the being looks like he's got a male valence, and he's sort of following you along, just having this very neutral, but it's like taking notes. But it's a cute little picture. It's not that he's actually obviously literally taking notes, but it's an energy of memory somehow. There's sort of a memory or reminding or a... It's a way you work with healing yourself on a memory level or a reminding yourself, like a bringing, calling things back, calling information back or spirit back. And so it's kind of interesting. And it looks like you're just, it's a very simple, no complications, like just sort of being in your space and allowing it to come to you, which is actually how it works the best, by the way. You know, you can also call stuff in consciously, which is helpful, but this is just a you having your own energy in your own space, and whammo, it flows in. So it looks like you can ask for more help if you want it. That's one thing I would say if I was going to say anything is ask for more. That's not selfish or greedy. Ask for more. More help.
Okay.
Wherever you want it. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Thank you, James. Thanks for listening and for calling.
No problem.
Okay. Bye. All right. I've got some more callers who are coming in just a moment, and just want to let you know we're going to get to all of you. It looks like we have enough time. So asking for more. This has been kind of a theme tonight, like being able to ask for what you want. And being able to communicate with spirit and say, yeah, you know, I'd really like to have a little bit of help here. Can I have that? I have another caller. Hi, you're live.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Katie.
Katie, thank you for listening and for calling. Nice to hear your voice.
Sure, thank you.
What can I look at for you, or do you have a comment or question?
I would just like a reading. I guess I don't really have a specific question. I'm mostly just looking at what my communication with spirit looks like.
Beautiful. I love looking at this, and it's wonderful to get to look at so many people in a row with this. But the picture I see with you is, are you familiar with the Hermit card from the Tarot? Do you know that?
No.
Do you know the Tarot? You don't have to, but I'll just describe the picture to you. It's called the Hermit. And it's generally depicted as the energy of somebody who's sort of dressed in a robe in a dark area, holding a lit, you know, like a lantern or some kind of a light. It's sort of like being in your own space. It's it's not a negative. It's not meant to be like a lonely picture, but it's more about being in your own space, like having your own communication within on some level, an inner wisdom thing. And the inner light. And, you know, there's more to it than that, but that's a general overall picture. And that's what I'm seeing is when I see you communicating with spirit, generally the Hermit card generally is very male, but I see you doing it in a very sparkly gold female way. Like it's like if you were going to the ball as the Hermit, you know, it's like this really pretty picture. And it's very, this real metallic-y gold and kind of flowing. And I see this energy of you being in this space, and the picture is you're looking into the light, into this like little, it's a candle in a lantern. You're holding this beautiful glowing candle in a lantern, looking into it and waiting for something to come, you know, waiting for it to be seen or for you to have, it's comforting to look into it, but there's a trusting that if you keep looking into this, that there will be information or you'll get an answer. And one of the things I see with that is, it just looks like it's part of how you, in a non-effort way, sort of play, you know, with spirit. And what I also see is it's okay. This is kind of what I talked to the first couple callers tonight about this. It's okay to ask specifically, you know, to kind of like that story I was telling about getting little reminders, you know, somebody being rude in front of me and whammo, there I am. Oh yeah, here you go, Chris. Remember this thing you were going to forget about again? Here it is. And it's just that kind of a little thing, like a reminder, like it can be fun. So it's not that it's some big esoteric, okay, I'm waiting for the answer. Here, where, what's it going to be like? You know, it's more of a playful everyday kind of enjoyment of it. You know, asking for it to show up and then paying attention because it will, you know?
And
it's a really, you can start to play with it more. You can get more playful. It doesn't have to be so serious. You don't have to be, you know, just going to the ball. It could be like going to Starbucks or someplace,
right?
You know? Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I'm also seeing that your intuition is really good, and it would be helpful if you would start to really pay attention to it more, or what's the word? Trust it. Because you've got really great intuition, and you can ask for help with that too. I mean, it's your thing. It's not like someone else is going to be intuitive for you, but you can get it validated more by really paying attention to it. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Katie. Thanks for calling, and thanks for listening.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. That's another reason for me to remind you that Yeah, you might have spirit guides and you might have helpers and you might have all kinds of great other energies helping you. But really, when push comes to shove, those abilities you have are yours. They belong to you, baby. They belong inside of you, and you don't have to give them away to anybody or anything, but you can ask for help. You can, you know, do things that help you with, I mean, actually, I have a healing guide who helps me with traffic. I swear, I'm not kidding. And it's kind of fun. I'll enjoy it. And even when the traffic is still going to stink, I'll say, okay. And I'm amused about it. But often I get good help on that level. So it's kind of a neat thing. I have another caller and I will give another reading. Hello, you're live. Hello.
Hi,
there.
Claire.
Hi, who is this?
This is Arson.
Arson, nice to hear your voice. How are you?
Good. I finally got a chance to listen live. God just got home. Like, I need to call her.
Right on. I'm glad you did. I thought you'd like this topic.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, do you have any comments or would you like a reading on this?
Actually, yeah. I mean, I started listening to the show late. Like I said, I just got in and I figured I'd just log on and hear you out. Yeah, basically, you know, to how do you reach out to your spirit guide?
That's a wonderful question. And when I look at you specifically, the picture I see is that it's almost like, I mean, on the one hand, you're so in tune with spirit already. You're so in tune with different energies and abilities and things like this. And other, it looks to me like other beings show up just because they know you can see them, because they want to communicate, but they're not necessarily always the ones you want to communicate with. You know, kind of like, what was that? One of those movies where the guy has the accident and then he can see dead people and it's a comedy and then they all start bugging him. And that's the picture. It's sort of like, sometimes you're getting bugged by energies that aren't necessarily, but they're fascinating. Like, they can be fun to see. It's just that you're not necessarily getting what it is you're looking for. So what I'm going to suggest to you is start being specific. Like, ask him, okay, what are you doing here? You know, that is, if you want to be, you don't have to be rude. You know, sometimes I am. I'm like, what are you doing here? Can you, like, move out of my space, you know? But you're very in tune with energy. So you will have different energies that show up just because, you know, they might want a hello from you. If you want to have more communication with your own spirit guides, start asking them to communicate with you in a way that is easier for you to understand they're communicating. You know, and you can even say things like, hey, can you, you know, communicate with me in my dreams or, you know, on some other level so I can understand. And okay. That was something an earlier caller asked, a different level of this question too, and similar, just in a way that makes it more easy or more fun for you. I also kept seeing this picture, and I don't know what it means, but it's just I have to read it anyway because it's fun. The picture is you're at work. And it's almost like, you know, like sometimes a being or some guide might show up and you're kind of like, okay, I'm busy here. Can you move aside? And actually I'm saying, well, no, that might be exactly the place you want them to come sometimes. Not that you need to, you know, stop what you're doing and have to communicate with them, but you can get some help there. And I bet you already do it, Arson.
Okay. I just do it without really knowing it. But yeah.
Not a bad. And remember, too, and you know, I'm just telling you this because I know that you're so capable. Your abilities are yours. They're not bringing you your abilities. You can use these other energies or you can work with them to get help. But you have your own information, your own abilities. That's important. You're senior on that level.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Thank you so
much. I hope that helps. And thank you for listening tonight and for calling in.
Yeah, always. Take care, Chris.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. I've got enough time for another reading or so here, and I think I have one about to bump up, and so I'll get to you in just a minute. You are listening to the tail end of a show about spirit communication, communicating with spirit and communicating with spirit guides. And this is a month of October shows about spirit. Next week, which is October 23rd, I'm going to be doing a show about past lives. So call in with your you know, questions, or if you would like to get a past life reading next week. I'm very excited about that. Mindy, what do you think about the past life thing? What do you say? Can I give you a past life reading next week?
You can.
Excellent.
I have a feeling there may have been drums involved.
I was just going to say, I'm going to read Mindy's past life as a drummer. Because her present time, she's a drummer.
Because when I was two, I remembered how to set up a drum set. I remembered putting pans in order, but knowing, like, they have to be this way.
Yep. I have a feeling,
it was
Mindy.
So weird.
I see it all the time. No, you already knew. It's awesome.
Aw, yay.
Very cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Well, I have one more reading tonight, it looks like. Enough time for one more. Hey there.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who is this?
This is Miriam.
Miriam, nice to hear your voice, Miriam. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting in my car. We came to McDonald's with the kids, and I ran out. I left my husband and kids in there. I said, I'll be right back. Let me see if I can get into this.
Right on. Well, I have about 2 minutes for you, so what can I look at for you?
I was just excited about the spirit guide's topic.
Excellent. Can I take a look at that? Oh, go ahead.
Yes. Please, you take the lead, because I wasn't able to listen in, unfortunately. So.
That's all right. Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is specifically look at where you're working in present time, or where I see you working in present time with spirit guides, just in general, like what it looks like you're, because I see you're in a process, like you're not where you will be if you keep going in this direction, but you're already, the picture is you stepped over the door, the threshold into the next room. And that's kind of cool. Like, it looks like you were kind of on hold or in a waiting area. And now the picture I see is it was your turn and you stepped over the threshold into this room where you're like, oh, okay, now I can be in this room where there's like others to communicate with. And it's really cool. It's not like you have to go anywhere. It's that you're already there. You know, you were already there to begin with, but it's kind of like, you know, you had the shoes on the whole time. You had home within you the whole time kind of picture. And that's what it looks like, it too, is part of it is you as a being saying, oh, I'm safe in here and I can communicate with other energies. And on some level, there's an energy coming back from when you were a very small child. I see you were about maybe 3 years old, and just really understanding, like, you know, little sparkly energies, or being able to see them, or being aware of other energies on some level. And they weren't scary. They were fine. They were playful, like little, you know, little fairies or little magical energies. And it's not something you necessarily have a big conscious memory of, but it looks like there was something that you as a being, you got, you understood that there was something else there. You didn't even think about it. It didn't have to make sense. And I see that part of what you're doing.
You said that. Okay.
Yeah, it didn't have to make sense. And part of what you're doing as a being in present time now is making it safe for you to have that again, that magic or that playfulness. And your kids are going to help you, especially there's one, the younger one.
The younger one.
Yep.
I can't believe you just said that, Chris. That's crazy.
Well,
I remember that vividly, and I always wondered.
Really? You remember that from when you were like three?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. I remember that because it went on to like four or five. It went
wow.
on a little bit later, and then it just kind of disappeared. And I remember, like, where is this? I remember opening my eyes at night, seeing the little,
yeah,
exactly what you just described, and having so much fun with it because I was so afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
And that was my, you know, the safety kind of realm of it.
Yeah, you had help. You had some playful, some helpful play, you know, players, like playmates. That's great, Miriam.
My gut just dropped. I just said that. I'm like,
right on. Well, thank you for calling and helping me finish up my show tonight. That's
thank
wonderful.
You.
Nice talking to you. And that was just really
thank
fun
you.
To read that for you.
Thank you.
Okay. You have
okay.
a great week. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. I am Chris Cahill. This is Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com, which is real radio on the internet. And find me here again next Wednesday, when, as I mentioned earlier, I will be doing a show on past lives. And then on Wednesday, October 30th, which is the night before Halloween, we're going to have a spooky night over here. And we're going to be doing a show. I'm going to be doing a show on ghosts and out-of-body beings. So please listen live. You can call in. You can also find me at chriscahill.com. And that's my website. You can find me at psychiceveryday.com. And you can also find this show as a free downloadable podcast on iTunes. Just go searching for Psychic Every Day. You know, I also send out a free, beautiful weekly email. And if you sign up for that newsletter, it's on the front page of my website. I will be happy to send it to you. It is rather pretty, and it goes out every Wednesday. And it kind of tells you about that show and then just whatever else I have going on. So I just like to thank everybody who helped me with my show tonight. Mindy, thank you, thank you. Jeremy, Skid Row Studios, thank you, Amadeus, for the use of your beautiful music, your intro and outro on my show. And I just want to say, hey, have a wonderful week and start playing with spirit this week. See what you can do about communicating. Okay, bye-bye. Have fun.